So now let's go to our Lord, our Heavenly Father, in prayer. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you are in our life, that you are present with us, that you work in all of our situations. But our culture, our immediate societies, shouts at us with a mighty force to focus on our own needs. That it isn't fun anymore. Give up. If it isn't easy, give up. If it isn't exciting, give up. If it takes too much effort, walk away. Do what makes you happy. Your happiness and your needs are what really matter at the end of the day. Dear Lord, the trials and difficulties that surround us seems at times to take up so much of our time, our thoughts, and even our prayers. I pray that you would give our fellowship, this body of believers, a deeper understanding into your perfect and eternal will and how to pray for it. Because you've put eternity in our hearts, and I believe our desire is to be in unity with your Spirit and to be in line with your will and also with one another. Father, as we venture into the revelation of your Son, Jesus, teach us, Lord, how to focus on your wider plan for us collectively and individually, and all that you purpose for us. Give us a deep yearning to join you and align our prayers and our desires with your more perfect plans. May we be true to seek first your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and your eternal kingdom that is to come. It was you, Lord Jesus, who said, "My will is to the will of him who sent me." Your Father. And to finish his work. And Lord, I pray that you would develop in we here an increasing desire to carry out your will and your purpose in serving one another and serving this church in its communities, and to do it with motive, with goal, with understanding and discernment and wisdom. And to know how to pray for it, Lord. Since you, Jesus, are living in us, Lord, you have gifted this body well, and you supply it good. Can we truly know that no situation is beyond your power or outside of your sovereignty? Work in us, through us, and for us in every situation that we face. And let us sow. And if we don't give up, in due time we'll reap the fruits of our labor. You promise us that. May you be glorified in our labor and in our prayers. And may our prayers and our pleadings with you be aligned to your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Sorry, that was a little long.